This next round is going to be around a person in your life that is negative, because we all have them, don't we? I want you to think to the goal writing exercises that you did, because sometimes when you put down a large goal, whether it's an income goal or any kind of positive goal, someone will pop up in your mind, will identify at least one person in our life whose negativity really seems to push our buttons and validate why we can't get there. It feels like they're stopping us in our tracks. Really think about it. Who is it in your life that is doing that to you? I want you to really picture this negative person. Start by really feeling the rating on a scale of 1 to 10 of how much emotion you can elicit when you picture them, whether it's anger or powerlessness or frustration. Note the emotions and the numbers associated with them, because this is really, really important work. You want to complete this work for any and all negative people in your life, but it's really important to focus on them one at a time and complete the process before moving on to the next person. When somebody in your life elicits anger, it's especially important to do a lot of tapping on this, because it's absolutely blocking your law of attraction work. It's not that we want to act like it never happened or just quote unquote get over it, but when we really voice and tap on our anger at someone else, we move back into empowerment and the person cannot affect us the same way in the future, regardless of what they do. And this is absolutely where you are more in control of your positive vibration. The sentence is, I have this negative person in my life. They really push my buttons. I want you to note your scale of 1 to 10, how true that feels and the emotions that are connected to it. And as we move to the tapping points, when I say he or she, it's even better if you substitute the person's name. We'll start on the karate chop point. Even though I have this negative person in my life, and he really pushes my buttons, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though I have this really negative person in my life, and sometimes right up in my face, and it really pushes my buttons, I accept all of my feelings about it and who I am. Even though I have this negative person in my life, and I really do not accept them, I accept myself deeply and completely. Eyebrow point. He's really blocking me. Side of the eye. She's really weighing me down. Under the eye. He's right in my face. Under the nose, boy, I can't stand to be around him. Chin point, how can I succeed with her around? Collarbone point, boy, does he frustrate me. They're frustrating people because they're so negative. Top of the head. He is so negative. Eyebrow point. He really, really drains me. Side of the eye. How can I succeed with him in my way? Under the eye. She's really weighing me down. Under the nose, there's nothing I can do about her negativity. Chin point, there's nothing I can do because I can't fix her. Collarbone point, and it's right in my face every day. detracting from my positive work. Under the arm, she really brings me down. Top of the head. And it's so important to know this and think about it because it's right in my way. Eyebrow point, so frustrating. Side of the eye, she is so annoying. Under the eye, she's driving me crazy. Under the nose, she is such a fill in the blank. Chin point, he really, really takes away my positive energy. And fills me with frustration. Collarbone point, and I'm trying to be positive. Under the arm, and I can't because of her. Take a nice deep breath. You might find that doing this round actually brings your level of frustration or anger even higher, and it's really important to do this work because the frustration that we're pushing out at this negative person is really affecting our vibration. When we work with anger or frustration, we want to really, really voice it. It's often very justified, and we want to voice it. We just want to get to a point where when the anger comes down, we move back to empowerment. Go back to the last round. Think about the person again. Picture them again and see how high your feelings and your beliefs and your emotions are responding when you picture that person. What you want to look for is as you continue to tap about them, that they become just less important in your life and your emotions coming down. So keep tapping on that person. Sometimes it helps to really picture them right there in the room with you. Tap on everything about them. Particularly anything you can be specific about that really bugs you until you can get this emotion down to a 2 or a 3 and then move on to the positive round. Let's move on to the positive reframe round for this issue. Starting on karate chop point again, even though I have this person in my life, the truth is, there is important information for me in the buttons that they push. I now see this person as quieter, separate from me, and less important. I recognize that he has been shining a light on my internal conflicts with success. I choose to release the energy of this conflict with her. As I release my resistance to my own success. Boy, it feels good to just let that go. I do this for the highest good of both of us. Eyebrow point, he's still in my life. Side of the eye, still right in front of me. Under the eye, but the truth is there's important information in the buttons that he pushes. Under the eye, I now clearly see him as quieter, separate from me, and less important. Chin point, I recognize that he has been shining a light. Collarbone point, on my internal conflicts with success. under the arm, shining a light on the negative parts of me that I don't like. Top of the head. Maybe he reminds me of everything I don't want to see. Eyebrow point. Thank you for that information. Side of the eye. I'm honoring it and letting it go. Under the eye. I choose to release the conflict with him. Under the nose, I choose to release the energy of this conflict with her. Chin point, as I release my resistance to success. Collarbone point, as I release my need to push against negative people. Under the arm, it feels so good to just let that go. Top of the head, the truth is I get to reclaim the energy I used to expend. Eyebrow point, I get all that energy back for myself. Side of the eye. I've been throwing my energy at her. Under the eye. And it hasn't been helping either of us. Under the nose. I do this for my highest good. Chin point. I do this for the highest good of everyone involved. Collarbone point, my intention is healing from this conflict. Under the arm, I love knowing that nothing else has changed, but I feel better about this. Top of the head, I love reclaiming all of my energy. Take a nice deep breath. See how your energy feels. Usually when we do these positive rounds, our energy will come up. And something very interesting happens when we tap on our anger and frustration at someone. Everything in that relationship changes, even though they're not here and they're not tapping with you. Good stuff.